Good morning. From America's newest fine restaurant, Tom Brenneman's on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard, Kellogg's, Pep, and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, when you go to see Tom's soon-to-be-released movie, Breakfast in Hollywood, you'll be impressed with how far the technique of making pictures has advanced since the old flicker days. Remember how the old silver screen used to jump up and down? Remember how the film seemed to be just full of jerks? Well, this film has only one jerk in it, and here he is now, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, ladies. Once again, how did you out there along the party line? Greetings from the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. The Brenneman Beanery is really crowded to the rafters this morning. Big turnout. The proprietor's very happy. The fellow that holds the mortgage is happy, too. Well, he is. Before we get to buzzing around the place, though, let's send our customary cheer to Uncle Sam's veterans in the hospitals along the ABC line. Our best, as always, to you fellows, and thanks, too. But now this is the Ivory Flakes portion of our little broadcast, and we like to open as we visit a bit. I'm all tangled up in the network. We'll start with you. Who are you?
Cecilia O'Reilly. Worcester, Massachusetts.
Cecilia O'Reilly from Worcester. And you are?
Doris Hitt, Cranston, Rhode Island.
Uh-huh. I think every state in the Union is represented.
Mrs. Oliver M. Dahl, Flandreau, South Dakota.
Flandreau, South Dakota.
And Tom, you're the most unselfish man that I know of. We've heard you asking for a quarter pound of butter out there, and I brought you a pound.
What was your name again?
Mrs. Oliver M. Dahl.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Mrs. M. Dahl. I appreciate that a whole lot. I really do. You are?
You're entirely welcome,
Tom. Here's a little kiss for you. Oh. Johnny, get her a cigar, too. Appreciate that. No, I shouldn't. I think I'll put it down here. Your hometown now, Sergeant.
Okay. Missoula, Montana, Staff Sergeant, and Mrs. Cecil F. Innes.
Thank you.
Royal Oak, Michigan, John S. Haggerty, storekeeper dispersing third class.
Good.
Denver, Colorado, Lieutenant and Mrs. R. E. Jarrett.
Hmm? Hello there. Sergeant, your hometown?
Portland, Oregon, Mr. and Mrs. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Denver, Colorado, Staff Sergeant Paul Barner and wife.
Let me get in and get the captain. Lieutenant, well, I'll make a major of it.
Clifton, Kansas, Keith E. Seely.
Wait a minute, hold it. Once more.
Clifton, Kansas, Lieutenant Keith E. Seely.
Thank you. Seely? Now get over here. Right?
Detroit, Michigan. David Logan, radium in third class.
Canton, Connecticut. PFC Robert Riddle.
Madison, Wisconsin, Russell Tran, Boston, first class.
Pinardo, Pennsylvania. Thomas Eater, Sigma, second class. Mm-hmm.
Valentine, Nebraska, Mr. and Mrs. Pierce Robo.
Hello there. Marine?
Cleveland, Ohio, Corporal Joseph Eulis.
Duke of Texas, Sergeant Earl Bates.
Pittsburgh, Texas, PFC Elward Ruffin.
I didn't know there was a...
That's Pittsburgh, Texas.
Detroit, Michigan, Don Art.
Trenton, New Jersey, First Sergeant Angelo J. Onifree and wife.
Trenton, New Jersey, Joseph Miller. Ship service in third class.
Mm-hmm.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Sergeant A.C. Howard and wife.
Thank you.
Major? Seattle, Washington, Major W.D. Smith.
Sacramento, California, Chief M&F Hill.
You had a tough time getting that out, Chief.
Conway, Missouri, Bill Kelly, Machines Mate, first class.
Fine, we'll meet some more of them after a while. Right now, I wish everybody in uniform would please stand. Come on your feet there, fellas. Let's give them a good reception. Hello, who are you?
Genevieve Barrett.
From?
Detroit, Michigan.
Hmm? You look like a very smart girl, Genevieve. Huh? Are you one of those women who likes to put her best foot forward?
in a way.
Yeah. Which foot is the best?
Right one.
The right foot. Hmm? I'm talking to her, do you mind? Well, I know how to fix it so that you wouldn't have to decide which is the best one. You can put both feet forward here. Look at there. There's a box of ring clear nylon hose for you.
Oh, thank you.
Nylons, you betcha. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Pretty smooth, eh? It won't make any difference now which foot you step out on. Only remember this. Every time you come home from stepping out in those holes, be sure to swish them in rich, luxurious ivory flake suds. Remember that? Well, here's a box of ivory flakes so you won't forget it. They'll last up to twice as long if you do that. And it takes only a few seconds. Now, all you ladies out there who are fortunate enough to have nylons, just remember, they're washed infrequently, and with the wrong kind of soap, they'll wear out in about half the time. So put ivory flakes on your shopping list now. Look for a blue and white box of those gleaming, thin, white flakes, which are the flake form of pure, mild ivory soap so many mothers use in babies' baths. Just baby your nylons with ivory flakes, and you'll be amazed at the wear they'll give you. Now then, we're going for a hat. There's one back in there, Johnny, sitting right on top of the...
Oh, that little white dog?
Yeah.
You see this feathered number over here?
I like that Happy Hooligan model back there. It's way back there in the corner. I can't very well get to it. Meanwhile, who are you?
Helen Borwick from Glendale, California. Mm-hmm. Ruth Flanagan from Detroit, Michigan.
Thank you.
Mr. Carl Boyle from Bakersfield.
Josephine Clendenning of Vela, Pennsylvania.
Fine. Who is the lady, Johnny?
Ruth Brown from Centerline, Michigan, Tom.
Oh, this is the one from Centerline. Ruth Brown from Centerline. That's it. Doesn't that look just like a little Happy Hooligan affair? Tin can, you remember, used to sit there. There are a lot of gag hats in the restaurant this morning, but none as silly as looking as this one. Here we go, kids. I know it looks terrible. Afraid to look at it. Now, how do you suppose anyone would possibly conceive a thing like this? Where'd you get it, Centerline? Huh? What? You bought it in Detroit? Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, kid. You buy all your hats in Detroit? Do you? Sucker. Thank you very much. That was very nice. Let's see, who are you? What is your name?
Mrs. Bird Hefter, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Fine, Miss Hefter. Will you draw a number out of the basket? You are...
Virginia McPherson, Los Angeles.
Thank you. This wins our wishing ring. It's 93759. 93759. Who are you?
Mrs. Howard Jagger from Columbia City, Indiana.
Well, that's nice. You are...
Mr. Howard Jagger from Columbia City, Indiana.
Glad to have you with us, Mr. Jagger. Remember, ladies, make sure nobody in your family wastes soap. Soap contains materials urgently needed for making peacetime supplies, so don't waste it. Here she is, way back in the corner. The winners are always in the corner. Who are you?
Mrs. Herman Kaplan of Waterloo, Iowa.
Well, come on, Mrs. Kaplan, out here in the spotlight. From Waterloo, Iowa. We get a lot of folks in here from Waterloo. How big a place is it?
Oh, about 60,000.
Mm-hmm. Quite a big city.
Very nice
is
city.
Yes. Yeah, what is the biggest city in Iowa?
I really don't know. Sioux City, I think.
You think?
I think, I'm not sure.
What?
Des Moines.
Des Moines?
Well, I thought it was Sioux City.
I couldn't be sure. Where were you born, Mrs. Kaplan?
Kaplan. Mm-hmm. Long way from here.
Where?
Russia.
You were born in Russia?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. And how long have you lived in the States?
38 years.
38 years. Huh? You went to live in Iowa when you came from Russia. Where were you born in Russia?
I don't know. I don't know the part of Russia.
Oh, you don't know, huh?
No, I don't remember the name of that.
Uh-huh. You have no idea. Well, what do you know? Well, that is unusual.
It is. I grant you that.
Yes,
it
sir.
Is.
Mrs.
Kaplan.
Kaplan, when you're. What was your maiden name?
Feldman.
Feldman.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how old were you when you came to the. States?
You expect me to tell you that?
Huh?
You expect me to tell you that?
Well, yes, I mean.
Huh? 8 years.
You were 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
And you still don't remember where it was. You have no,
well, it was someplace, well, I have at home, I presume. My folks do, but I can't recall it now. It was near Odessa someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So that's far as I know.
How long have you been married, Miss Kaplan?
29 years.
Uh-huh. Your family? What?
Yes, sir.
How many children do you have?
Two.
A
boy and
a girl. Well, that's
nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Is this your first trip to our fair land? What do you think of it?
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. What could I think of it?
We're having wonderful weather, aren't we?
Well, I heard it was for my benefit.
We turned on the weather for your benefit.
Just for my benefit, that's right.
No, that's not true.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Just nice and warm like this all winter long.
Oh, how grand. Not quite right. Well, it was 18 below zero when I came here.
It was 18 below when you left Iowa.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. No wonder it feels warm to you.
Well, it is warm.
Well, there's the wishing ring you won, Miss Feldman, or Mrs. Kaplan.
They're free.
Mm-hmm. I'll put it on your finger. You've heard the program, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Sure. We get it at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Thank you. Now you
make a wish.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my daughter-in-law broke her leg about a week ago, and I hope she won't be in trouble much longer.
Oh.
She'll recover very soon.
That's a lovely wish.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
We'll wish with her on that, sure. Say, you remember when you were a kid and you liked to play follow the leader and how you liked to shinny up trees and walk on fences and ride bicycles? Well, youngsters still like to do those things, but there are thousands who can't, who can only sit still and watch, or at best drag themselves around on crutches. Or like little Joe Juth back in the Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C. Joe has been in an iron lung for the past 14 months, and he listens to our program, too, and I hope he's listening this morning. But I want to tell you, all these folks are the victims of infantile paralysis. And many of them will someday be able to walk again if only you will fall in with the march of dimes and make the biggest contribution you possibly can. Treatment for infantile paralysis is costly, but it's available to all victims of this terrible disease. Victims of any race, creed, or color, anywhere in the country, who otherwise couldn't afford it, through the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. Now, our late President Roosevelt founded this great organization, and we've erected a model of his Warm Springs home in which we aim to collect 1 million dimes. And we put that model house up sort of in the middle of the country, in front of the Oriental Theater in Chicago. And that's where we'd like you to send your dimes and dollars. Yes, send dollars. We'll change them into dimes and put them into the little White House. Address your letters to me, if you will, Tom Brenneman, the Oriental Theater, Chicago. And you can make your checks out to me, too. That's an easy way to send a lot of money. And let's get that 1 million dimes to forward to President Truman in the name of the listeners to Breakfast in Hollywood. Remember the address, won't you? Please do not send your contributions to Hollywood. Send them to me, Tom Brenneman, the Oriental Theater in Chicago, where, incidentally, we shall be in just a couple of weeks for the premiere of our picture. We're looking forward to it, too. Now we're going to salute the men who won the victory. And this morning's salute is to the men who said we send cheers to the 45th Infantry Division, the men of the 45th who wear the red shoulder patch with the golden thunderbird in the center. Yes, sir, they made four invasions, Sicily, Salerno, Anzio, and southern France. And they fought very valiantly at Cassino. Have a record of 511 days of combat. So to these gallant men of the 45th, we say thanks for victory. that about concludes the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes, twice the wear. Ivory Flakes, twice the wear.
Yes, just won't forget my Charlie. This next 15 minutes of our little broadcast brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg, makers of Pep. Betcha good. And now we're going to award our lovely California Armroy Orchid to our eldest guest, as we do each morning. I'd like to have a bid. How old is this lady? Mother, how old are you?
I'm not 80 yet.
You're not quite 80. 79? 79 is a bid.
88.
Right next door. 88. Is that the winner? 88? 88 it is. Come on here. Who are you?
Colorado Bancor.
Wait. Who is it?
Florella Bancor.
Florella
Bancor.
Bancor.
Yes, uh-huh. Bancor.
From
yes.
From where are you from?
Huntington Park.
From Huntington Park. Are you 88 too? Well, come on out here.
Oh.
By golly, we'll have the... She'll be 89 March. Well, she's the... Now, wait a minute. Not so fast here, Florietta. All right. Hello. Who are you?
Mrs. Kent.
Well, come on, Mrs. Kent. Where do you live, Mrs. Kent?
I live here in Los Angeles.
You live in Los Angeles? What's your first name? Your first name. Your first name.
Mrs. Blair Kent.
Mrs. Blair Kent, I want you to meet...
Florella Bancor.
Bancor.
Yes, ma'am. B-A-N-C-O-R-E. Bancor.
Miss Bancor, meet Mrs. Kent. Now, you both meet the ladies of Breakfast in Hollywood. You're on the network there, if you will, please. Now, tell us, Lucy, you're the oldest, Miss Bancor. Mm-hmm. You say you live in where?
In Huntington Park.
In Huntington Park. How long have you lived out there?
Well, 10 years.
10 years. Where were you born?
Indiana.
In Indiana.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you lived in Indiana most of your life?
No, I've been in California most of my life.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Then you...
I came out here in 1887.
87.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And where did you live?
Well, mostly around the city, Los Angeles.
Oh, you've been in Southern California that long?
Well, I was away 5.5 years in the town.
Mm-hmm. And when were you 88?
Last March, 18th of last March.
Oh, 18th of last March.
Yes.
Well, she'll soon be 89.
Yes, I'll soon be 89.
And Mrs. Kent is having a birthday today.
Yes, well, 88 today.
88 today. Where are you from, Mrs. Kent?
Canada.
From Canada. Born, raised in Canada.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are you living in Canada now, or is your home in Los Angeles?
No, my home's in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. What did Mr. Kent do, Mrs. Kent?
He was a clerk in the Canadian government in the Marine and Fisheries, the Marine Department.
The Marine Department.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you raise a family?
Yes, I had 2 daughters.
Yes. How many children did you have, Mrs. Kent?
Ma'am.
No, no children.
No.
What, Mr. What was Mr. What's called? Bancor?
He was a painter.
A painter. Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you this. What do you plan doing for your birthday, Miss Kent?
Oh, just a quiet home day.
Uh-huh. You going to have some sort of little party or celebration?
2 friends to luncheon.
You're going to have 2 friends to luncheon at your home?
Yes.
Well.
Well, it's only an apartment house I live in now.
Is it close by?
9th, corner of 9th and Harvard.
Why don't you come over here and have lunch with me?
Oh, thank you.
Huh?
I have 2 guests coming.
Well, bring your guests with you.
Oh, thank you, Buster.
As long as there's only 3.
But I couldn't leave my daughter at home, you see.
Well, bring your daughter with you. Yes, and then you won't have to wash the dishes and all that sort of thing. If you'd like to do that, I'd love to have you as my guest.
Well, I certainly appreciate your kindness.
Well, we serve a lovely lunch. And,
I'm sure you do.
Yes, mm-hmm. Our food is grand. Now, if I can't put a plug in for my own joint once in a while... Do you think you can make it?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to see if my daughter will be able to.
You sing? Miss Van Cor?
Sing?
Uh-huh.
No, I can't sing.
You can't sing?
No.
You mean you've never done any singing?
No.
No?
Only for a little for myself.
Well. Well, there's no time like the present. Why not be a soloist on the ABC network for a day, hmm?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I could.
You remember the little song, Happy Birthday, to you?
Oh, yes.
You know that, don't you?
Well, partly.
Well.
Let her sing it, and I'll sing with her.
No, no, she's having the birthday.
Oh.
We want you to sing it to her.
Oh.
You think you can?
Well, I don't know.
What was your first name, Mrs. Kent?
Blair. B-L-A-I-R.
Blair.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is your name or your husband's name?
That's my husband's name.
Yeah, well, your name.
Susie.
I want you to... I want you to sing Happy Birthday, Dear Susie, will you?
I'll try it.
Huh?
I'll try it.
Oh, good. Good sport. All right, now. Nobody else sing, just Mrs. Van Cor.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to... To Susie.
You're skipping a lot of bars here.
Yes, I know I did, but...
Come on.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Susie. Happy birthday to Susie.
I know.
Little horse.
You're a little horse.
I think I could do a little.
No,
better.
You can't blame that on hoarseness.
Okay.
No, sir. You're just a terrible singer. That's all. But you're a good sport. You are indeed. Let's everybody sing Happy Birthday, Dear Susie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susie. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Miss Kent. First, we give you the first orphan.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Double headers again today.
Well, say, isn't that beautiful?
That's for you, honey.
Thank you.
Miss Van Cor, who will be 89 in March. And Mrs. Kent, Susie Kent, who is having her 88th birthday today.
Yes, thank you very much.
With our compliments, please.
Thank you very, very much.
Hope you get a lot of pleasure out of it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And if you can come to lunch, please do.
Thank you very much.
You may come, too, if you'd care to, Miss Van Cor.
Well, I couldn't very well.
No.
I have no way. A friend brought me here this
morning,
Mrs. Waite.
You take a little rain check on it, will you?
How?
Yeah. Before you come back, take a few singing lessons, too, will you?
Yes, I will.
Let's wish them both well. Happy birthday. There we go. Happy birthday. Bye. You know, I have it on very good authority, in fact, straight from our sunshine department, that the average temperature of the surface of the sun is about 10,000 degrees. But you'd never guess it down here on Earth, especially come wintertime, when this part of the Earth is farthest away from the sun, leaving us a little on the chilly side, and leaving the youngsters short on their sun ration for developing strong bones and teeth. But thanks to the Kellogg's Pep, they can help make up for this lack of benefit of sunshine, for Pep's a crisp, golden, whole wheat cereal, rich in sunshine vitamin D. So rich, in fact, that just a one-ounce serving of Pep delivers their entire daily minimum vitamin D need, giving them this great benefit of sunshine and building sturdy bones. Now, what's more, Pep also carries twice as much vitamin B1, an energy vitamin, as a whole wheat does. You see, the grand old Kellogg Company adds these two important vitamins to the fine food values already present in whole wheat, so that Pep is an all-round wonderful cereal for these chilly winter mornings. Just as if the grand flavor enough of this fresh, snappy, sunny flakes weren't enough. Yes, sir. Downright delicious. Today, ask your grocer for a package of Kellogg's Pep. Crisp and golden. Helps keep your sunny side up. does, too. Well, here's our good neighbor letter. Then we're going to meet Uncle Corny. It's short and to the point, comes from a 12-year-older in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Had a little trouble reading this one. It's all right. It says, Dear Tom, I believe I know some very good neighbors. They are Mr. and Mrs. Charlie H. Lamb of 412 North Rosedale, Tulsa, Oklahoma. They have a club for children called the Kindness Club. There have been nearly 3,000 enrolled since the club was started. The children come to their house between 12 and 5 o'clock, and Mr. Lamb asks them what they've done for their mothers, and they tell him something like washing the dishes or something. Then Mr. Lamb, or the candy man, as he's called, gives them all a handful of candy. Mr. and Mrs. Lamb have done this for many, many years. Boys in the service write to them how they've enjoyed the kindness of the club when they were little also. I honestly think Mr. and Mrs. Lamb are very good neighbors, don't you? Sincerely, Joyce Pugh, who is 12 years old and lives at 1724 West Cameron in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm sure if a 12-year-old girl takes the trouble, and it was a little trouble for her to write, believe me, to nominate a good neighbor, they must be good neighbors. So this morning, our orchid goes to Mr. and Mrs. Charles H. Lamb of 412 North Rosedale in the fine city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. They have been made our good neighbors of the day. Morning, Corny. How do you feel this morning?
Well, I feel pretty good today. I feel fine, in fact. Except we've been having trouble with that old maid aunt of mine.
You've been having trouble with Aunt Agnes?
Yes. Ever since she heard somewhere that man was made of dust, we've been having trouble.
Or what happened?
She stopped sweeping under her bed.
Isn't Aunt Agnes the sweet little old lady we brought on the set when we were shooting the Breakfast in Hollywood picture?
Yeah, that's the one. Say, she sure got a big kick out of watching you make that picture.
She did.
Yeah, I remember how Hal Schuster, the director, give you directions on how to read your lines and give you directions on how to hold Billy Burke's hand and give you directions on how to play that scene with Andy Russell. And how he acted after he seen the picture.
After he saw the picture?
Yeah, then he gave you directions on how to get out of town.
Got a little joke, Corny?
Eh?
I say, do you have a little joke this morning?
Oh, yes. Ask me that every morning. He knows I got a joke. Heavens to Betsy.
Why, what is it?
Well, you know, you're just like a lot of these Hollywood actresses.
I am?
Yeah, there's only one thing that'll keep you in nights.
There's only one thing that'll keep me in nights. What's that?
A tight girdle.
Oh, Corny. Stop by Cedric's and pick up the orchid. It goes to Mr. and Mrs. Charles Lamb in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Incidentally, we're sending orchids this morning to Mrs. Phoebe Asher of Puyallup, Washington, Mrs. Mary C. Gaines of 920 West 2nd Street, Owensboro, Kentucky, to Mrs. Sarah Haynes, David City, Nebraska, all of whom are celebrating their 100th birthday today. I'm afraid you're going to have to get out your songs now. Johnny says the time's about all gone. So if you'll just get out your songs and we'll make... Let's meanwhile have time to meet...
Corporal Martin McCall, Los Angeles, California.
Good, and you, please.
Bridgeport, Connecticut, PFC. Stanley S. Romick.
Oh, you got that in, Stan, all right. Come on now. We'll award our Dewberry Beauty Kit after we leave the air.
Massillon, Ohio, Ensign Robert's name.
Mm-hmm. Northward Island, Sergeant Robert Gore.
Thank you, Bob.
Auburn, Massachusetts, George Keogh, Quartermaster, 3rd Class.
Good, I think we met them all now. Come on now. We'll make these other awards. We have some lovely roses, too, but we'll have to break it up for now. Come on. And that ends our Hollywood breakfast.
And that's all we have time for today, friends, but we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more fun with our guest here in Tom Brenneman's restaurant. John Nelson turning the mic back to your host, Tom Brenneman.
Keep those dimes and dollars rolling into the fund to fight infantile paralysis. Also, let's fill the model little White House to overflowing. Send your contributions, if you will, to me, Tom Brenneman, the Oriental Theater in Chicago, Illinois. That's all for now. Good luck to our nation and to our men and women all over the world. Till tomorrow, then. Goodbye, all.
Tom Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. And now stay tuned for Kellogg's Home Edition, heard over most of these same stations immediately following the next announcement.
Say, lady, has your family tried Kellogg's Crumbles for breakfast? There's nothing like them. They are the only fresh, crispy shreds of toasted whole wheat with that special, mellow, rich flavor. It's a hearty flavor, just sweet enough for the morning meal. How these crunchy bits do show off when you team them up with fruit. And talk about whole grain nourishment, why, Kellogg's Crumbles are made from finest whole wheat. Try them soon. Remember, there's only one Kellogg's Crumbles. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.